Over the Christmas period, 8 people have lost their lives on the country's roads, and 18 serious collisions have resulted in 20 people receiving serious and life-threatening injuries. This is despite a special Garda enforcement operation which continues until this day next week, the 6th of January. Chief Superintendent Jane Humphreys from the Garda National Roads Policing Unit has been telling me about the number of offences detected over the past few days.
Over the last 9 days, from Friday the 20th to right up until yesterday to Sunday the 29th, we've had 268 people have been arrested for driving under the influence, and 74 over the weekend period alone, and that's 74 over the Friday, Saturday and Sunday just passed. And that has been a pattern that we've seen over the last 4 weeks of our campaign. In fact, last week being the highest number of arrests. So that is disappointing, that there are a number of people who are quite simply not listening to the message, that they are making that conscious decision of getting behind the wheel of a car whilst under the influence. And they're taking that risk, not of only towards their own lives, but also the lives of others. Also, during that time, we have seen over 3,700 drivers detected for speeding offences. And that is by both Garda Síochána and the mobile safety camera vans. And also during that period, we have seized over 550 vehicles for a range of different offences under the Road Traffic Act. What we have also seen is that we continue to seize vehicles for no insurance. And if you are driving without insurance, you are 4 times more likely to be involved in a collision. So what we're saying is that this new year period will be extremely busy on our roads. And it's also a period during which we are at the highest risk of being involved in a fatal or serious road traffic collision. So for everyone who's taken to the roads over the new year period, and as we return home, and as we prepare to get ready to go back to work at the beginning of next week, our message is very simple. We would like you to slow down, to take that extra bit of care, and to give your driving your full attention.
Can we look at what's happened over the past 12 months? Because across the year, the numbers killed were considerably higher than the pre-pandemic figure. Why is that?
Well, at the beginning of the year, if you remember, the number of fatalities on our road was significantly higher. And at that time, we were actually predicting that the fatalities on our road would be a lot higher than what they actually are. So that has shown that the work that we have put in towards our road safety has actually had a positive effect. Unfortunately, 178 people have still lost their lives on the road through collisions. And in December alone, that figure was 15. Now, that unfortunately is the average number for fatalities on our roads for December. But we know when we look back throughout the year, for example, if you look at the month of May, it has the same number of days, and we had significantly fewer fatalities on our roads during the month of May. So it just shows that we can actually do it, because in May we had 9 fatalities. So we can actually together improve the safety of our roads when we all work together.
There are fewer Gardaí in the roads policing unit than there were back in 2019. Will the numbers in that unit, will they increase in 2025?
During 2025, there has been a commitment made to put Gardaí into roads policing, and we're currently working towards that. And there have been panels and there are lists currently available, which will be worked through in the new year. But I'd also like to say that it's responsibility of all members for road safety, and it's also responsibility of all of us that use our roads, that we all collectively work towards keeping that space safe.
Isn't there always a danger, though, that if people think they won't get caught, they're more likely to engage in risky behaviour?
Well, people are getting caught. And our statistics, you know, clearly show that we are catching people not only speeding on the road, not only driving on our road whilst under the influence. We are also seizing vehicles. You know, in the last 4 weeks, we've seized over 2,000 vehicles, and that's for a variety of offences. We carry out over 2,000 checkpoints a week, and that's a combination of both the mandatory intoxicant testing checkpoints and our high visibility checkpoints as well. So we are working collectively towards making our roads safer.
And that was Gartha Chief Superintendent Jane Humphrey speaking to me a short time ago.